This is the Grit and Barrett Podcast, a podcast devoted to the 11-time Calder Cup champion, the Hershey Bears. We talk Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, and all the hockey news that matters to me. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk from a hack. And now, on with the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, everyone. It is a Monday, June 5th, 2023. How the heck am I still doing these recap podcasts all the way into June? It's June, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Richard Blosser, welcoming you to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, the first and only Hershey Bears-focused podcast out there on the World Wide Web, of course, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Thank you to them for putting us out into the ether. And thank you to all of you Bears fans who've been sticking along and being with the boys all throughout this journey that started all the way back on April something. Well, the season ended like April 15th, and it's just the playoffs are just dragging, are just going on and on and on as we've reached the Stanley Cup Finals in the NHL between your Las Vegas Golden Knights, or Vegas Golden Knights, and your Florida Panthers as well. But we're not here to talk about the NHL. We're talking American Hockey League action while we're still in the conference finals, everyone. So the Bears and the Rochester Americans are still going after each other in their best of seven series. When we last left the boys back on Memorial Day weekend, they were coming back home up 3-1. And the Bears were back at it on Wednesday, May 31st at a packed Giant Center, which had Hershey Park pass night. Hooray for game five. Not that this wasn't a really big game already, because it's an elimination game in a conference final where a trophy could be presented. So you decide to throw another Hershey Park pass night on top of it because we just had a new coaster open up to the public this past weekend. Because we need to get more people in the door. We need to give out more free tickets. Why are you like this, Hershey? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, this was absolute insanity at Giant Center on Wednesday night, because sure, the allure of a Game 5 and the chance to go to a Calder Cup Finals is great and is going to draw out the people anyway, but hey, we need to get more butts in the seats. So let's give out a free Hershey Park ticket, good till June 30th, but let's give out free Hershey Park tickets while we're at it. Have they ever done this in the past? No, they haven't. So why are we doing this now? Well, one main reason. Money. But you know what? I shouldn't complain. I'm getting Hershey Bears hockey deep into the month of May, possibly June. So why complain that they are, you know, having a Hershey Park pass night? Get more people in the door. This will generate more hockey fans. You know, this will get the families in. This will create more Bears fans. And, well, I'm not 100% sold on that, but I'll get to my take on that in a little bit. But the boys are at it on a Wednesday night, May 31st, a full house. Of course, they're giving away free Hershey Park pass nights. Why wouldn't they? So I get there, and I'm like, okay, I want to get food, but food lines are going to be destroyed. It's going to be nuts. So, okay, I walk by. Ooh, Brickers has a short line. Take what's given to you. Go there, get food. And my one buddy was already at the park, was able to get his early access to Wildcat Revenge. Lucky bastard. I will have my chance sometime this summer. So then, you know, we get ready. We're going to be getting ready to go. Henrik Bjorkstrom, still out with illness, so Ethan Frank is slotted in, and you know, it worked up in Rochester on Monday. It worked, and you felt this buzz in the air that you know, this is a really big game. This is a really big moment in front of the home fans. The whole place is going to be jumping. The whole place is going to be getting ready to go. There is definitely vibes, as the kids like to say. And as I looked around for Adam during the national anthem, there's a lot of people here waiting with anticipation. There's a lot of people here. This is a really big moment. Can the boys handle this? I mean, sure, it's one thing to go up to Hartford and win, but this is a really big moment. Can they handle it? But we're at it. We're underway. And of course, the whole place is buzzing, and the Bears feed off of that. They get speed. They're going to get pucks in on Subban. And Beck comes in, throws one in front, pats him, rebound, and Subban gets it out of the way. Back out to the point. Logan Day, Mr. May, Rooster on the way, deflected, goes right of Subban. Oh, the boys are pressing. And within the first 3 minutes, shots are 5-0 Bears. Get after them, lads. All four lines are humming. As Rochester throws a puck and dumped around and thrown back out by the Bears. Back comes Rochester and out to the circle. Rister, and they score! Rochester scores! Low blocker side that beats Hunter. What a soft serve ice cream goal that was. Oh no. Oh no. Yuri Yukulich gets his seventh. Joseph Cicini gets his third assist, and it's 1-0 Rochester on a gift, on a freaking gift that Hunter Shepherd gives up. What are you doing, Hunter? And I immediately turn around and I look at Jesse and I go, what? What the hell was that? And Jim, our resident old timer, we love him, looks at me and goes, he wants that one back. It takes a lot of self-restraint for me to go, you think? Nah, I'd never say that to Jim. He's our resident old-timer, and you respect your elders. But I'm not going to respect are the 12 kids around me that are all blasting their horns going, I swear to God, I'm going to take one of those and break it over them by me. No. These are families. These are families that are taking their kids to a hockey game that undoubtedly, that for sure is going to make them hockey fans, isn't it? Isn't it? But the Bears, what happened after that is what happened in game one. And allow me to use a sound effect again. Hunter gives up the goal and that was a proverbial air being let out of the balloon. And the whole place just brings it down a few notches. The chants get a little bit softer. And you can kind of see it in the Bears' movements. They're moving the pucks up ice. They're gripping the stick. They're, once they get into the zone, it's a 3-on-2. And they're like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, God, it's the yips. Oh, God, they're overthinking everything. Every time somebody gets a puck, they're overthinking it. And I'll give credit to Rochester. They are blocking shots. They puck goes back up to Logan Day or Gabriel Carlson, and they throw a Rister to Subban. There are bodies and there are sticks in the way. It's one of those, we're going to put three guys in the slot. We're going to put three Amerks in the slot. And if you throw a Rister, there is a 96% chance it is not going to get to him. And even if it does, it goes right into the pork tenderloin regions. If there's the 2% chance that it gets by him, good on you. But we don't have the type of defenseman to do that. I don't think so. But the entire game gets drawn out. The Bears are gripping the sticks. Ethan Frank, I don't know what's wrong with Ethan, but he's skating into the zone and some ain't right about him. Huge underperformance out of the rookie. Something ain't right with him. And after the first, the shots are a bit even at 9-8 to Rochester, and I'm still getting it from the Bears fans. Well, they need to shoot the puck more. 8 shots on goal, what do you want? Well, these shots need to get through. No kidding. I know this. Every time there's a crossing pass, it either hops a stick or hits the stick of an Amerk. They're figuring us out. The defense is hardening around these two teams. You know that 5-2 crap that was in games 1 and 2? That ain't happening again. It shouldn't. Second period we go, and it's still just the Bears try to push more. They try to get their legs going, knowing that this team's going to run out of gas as the game goes on. But Malcolm Subban came to play, came to fight, and was saying, I'm not going to let this team lose game 5. And it's just blocking and throwing everything out of the way. There's even one kick save. Subban's down. Mason Morelli throws it, and it's blocked. Goes right back out to the point. Massey shoots, and that's blocked. Come on, let one throw. It's a one-goal game. And it still rushes come up the ice. Amerks are blocking the passing lanes. Even more in the shooting lanes. Oh my gosh. It is frustrating to hear. And I'm still hearing it on social media. The Bears need to shoot the puck more. 24 shots after 2 periods! What do you want? What do you Bears fans want? Well, we want them to score goals. No shit! I want that too! The Amerks figured out what beat them in Rochester. They have taken away the Bears' low to high game. But okay, it's a one-goal game. They were down by 2 on Monday. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. We have 3 chances to win 1. We can do this, right? We can do this. We can do this. But I can feel the tension building in Giant Center. And all these people who came out and spent stupid amounts of money to get a free Hershey Park Pass ticket and brought their kids, gave them a horn, gave them sugar, gave them fried food. Don't care. I'm sure, yeah, none of you expected that. You're expecting me to be like, they came to the game and they don't care. No, they came to and I said that wrong. They came to the game and are getting upset. But it more feels like they came and they don't care. Even though the Bears have had two power plays so far, it's nothing that's really gotten anything going. But into the third we go. And as I was we were trying to walk around the concourse, I looked at Jesse and I went, If Rochester scores one more goal, everybody's leaving, right? He goes, well, it'll be a start. You could feel this type of crowd. This crowd's not going to hang around if this thing gets ugly. But a minute into the third, Mason Jops in the slot, shoots one on goal. Goal just barely saved by Hunter, but the rebound by Rusek, and he scores. 2-0 Rochester. Done. Done. I'm checking out. I'm signing off. I'm done. That's it. We're done. And I could already see a few people getting up and leaving. I knew this was going to happen. Minute later, Bears get a power play as Linus Wallback goes off for roughing. And the Bears, we're still doing this 5-4s crap. We're still doing it. Still doing it. But the second unit comes on out. Joe Snively near the half boards, looking by the circle, back up to Logan Day. Wrister on the way, deflected, they score! Bears score, Alexi Protas with the deflection, beat Subban! 2-1 Rochester, yes! Alexi Protas gets his 5th, Logan Day his 6th assist, and 8th point of the month of May, and Joe Snively his 9th assist, 2-1, with 17 minutes to go. All right, I'm emotionally invested again. All right, we did this. We did this on Monday. We scored 4 goals in 9 minutes. We can get them. We're going to have an epic comeback. We're going to celebrate at home, and the Bears go on the penalty kill. Okay. Riley Sutter goes. Okay. Protas goes off for a hook. Okay. This power play's done nothing. This power play is predictable and just non-existent. Okay, we will kill this off. We will build the momentum off of this, and we will be fine. But Linus Wallback back out of the slot over to Mersch. Winds Wines fires sort of a soft shot, and it goes in! Oh my gosh, Hunter! It beats him short side. Hunter! Did he not slide over in time? The shot, ping, goes in. 3-1 Rochester. Their first power play goal of the series that makes them 1-for-10 in the series so far. 3-1 Rochester with 6:49 to go, and now people are up and leaving. And now you feel it. The Bears are trying to move the puck up again. Rochester knows they have this. Lucas Rusek gets an empty netter for his fifth goal. 4-1 Rochester. Fans leave, and that's all she wrote. Amherst take game 5. Even though it was a one-goal game the entire time, as soon as Rochester got that second goal, they knew they had it. They knew that they had us. And yeah, we were all upset. We're all upset at Giant Center. I'm upset, you're pissed, everyone is. I haven't had a fellow Bears fan tell me to shut the fuck up because I was yelling. And you know what? You know what, old-timer? I know what I'm talking about. Don't take me for a loudmouth schnook. Well, I am, but I'm not just yelling for the sake of it. This was a game where you needed your big guns to step up. Your big boys. And that's something that's been lacking from the Bears this entire series. Where's Mike Vecchione? Where's Ethan Frank, who's just gone? It wouldn't surprise me if whenever Bears hockey ends, he has to go for shoulder surgery or has a torn oblique that we didn't know about. I can't blame Mike Scarbosa. He's been injured the majority of the playoffs. None against him. Bjorkstrom's out with an illness. Bjorkstrom's been a good stopgap. Connor McMichael's done enough. I mean, he has. But where is the big boys for the Bears to take over in these big moments? I mean, where's Sam Ennis? I mean, yeah, sure. Sure, he got one up in Rochester. But where's him on a big game like this? Mason Morelli held off the boards. I know he's not one of the big names, but you know, LaPierre, another one. Yeah, I'm pointing fingers at all the forwards. But it's the lack of your top line getting anything going. And we're getting the depth scoring. Thank the hockey gods for that. That's what's propelled us. Even some defensive scoring. Logan Day, 9 points in the month of May. This man has stepped up to the microphone. And Hunter had himself a bad night. He did. And it's just frustrating. I wanted it to be over Wednesday. I wanted it to get one at home. And that just didn't happen. And credit to Rochester, who came out and played like a team who was desperate, knowing that their season was on the line. And this night was full of a genuine 70% genuine Bears fans who wanted to see this series end. But another third, I'd say about a third of fans that did not care. That was only there to grab their park ticket and leave. And yeah, this is a common practice throughout the regular season, but I've never seen it this bad with the playoffs thrown on top and in an elimination game. The concourse were stupidly packed. Dude bros everywhere, loud families of kids that aren't there to genuinely watch hockey. They're there just to do something on a Wednesday night. You're just being upset. You know, okay, let me put an example of this. Brian Beeks, friend of the podcast, his entire family is completely committed to the Bears, and it shows. His wife and his daughters are into it. His youngest has become the unofficial mascot of the Bears during the playoffs. Don't believe me? Go check social media. She's adorable and it works. She's become the unofficial mascot. His one daughter, Tanya, has started a blog, The Roar, during the playoffs near the end of the season. That's great. More of this, please. More of that. I'm glad she's doing it. Brian and his wife very active on the fan club page and getting his whole family into it. That is what builds hockey families. Not just showing up on Hershey Park Pass night and just, you know, like Nirvana once said, we're here, entertain us. Those kids are going to go home and they're not going to care. End of rant. And I'm bitter because it was a game that was a big time game that the Bears could have won and should have won, but didn't. And Rochester just didn't have to screw up themselves. And they didn't. We beat ourselves that night. And that just set up a game six. A game six up in Rochester to see if we can finish them off. And we'll get to that right after this. Hey, Bears fans, it's time to light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet $5. Make a $5 bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN at DraftKings, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 567-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after insurance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/hockey terms. And now, on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for sponsoring this podcast. Bit of a short one, but it's a new month and new script. Hold on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
But yep, new month, new script. So let's get after it. It was a Friday night, June 2nd. Second, as we are back up there at the Blue Cross Arena, a healthy smattering of 8,500 as opposed to the 10 grand that was last weekend. And you know what? For the first time, I actually did some pump up on social media by saying, you know what? We beat Rochester in six. We beat Manitoba in six. We beat Texas in six. Let's finish this tonight. Let's end this. I was feeling a lot better about this. I didn't want a game seven on Monday tomorrow night. I don't want a game seven on back at home because that'll give all the mojo to the Amerks, who are 4-0 in elimination games. But the Bears are 0-6 on the road. Something has to give. And you know what? I threw out a really stupid question to my friend. But you know what? Stupid questions are the ones you don't ask. So I posted in our group chat, you know, do we start Fucali tonight? What? Don't throw the book at me. I just threw that out there. Hunter had a bad game. You know, teams swap goalies all the time, so why not throw out Fucali? First response I get from one of my boys, you're not serious. And I could feel the stares. You know when somebody gives you that stare, like, you can't be serious. Or, really? Or, bruh, type look. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm the bad guy for bringing it up? And next response from my buddy Joe. Yes, you are. Okay, fine. End of discussion. Fine. But you know what? I just put it out there. I'm like a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't even know what to do with one, even if I caught it. I just do things sometimes. But enough about that. It's Friday night up there in Rochester. And I'm there with the missus. We're here on a Friday night. I got a 12-hour shift staring me in the face after a busy week. So I'm like, okay, all right, let's see how this game goes. And this game was very, very, very different. Because in the previous games, things were high-flying, up and gun, run and gun. But you know what? Some of those chances start to go away as you get deeper in the series and you keep playing each other. Is that Connor McMichael on a breakaway? Yes, it is! Connor McMichael in on Subban. Deeks backhands and tripped on the play! Connor McMichael's tripped on a play. Penalty shot? Nope. Power play for the Bears. But nothing came of it. Malcolm Subban's looking pretty, pretty good. I don't want to hear that. And Rochester's getting rushes. The Bears are getting rushes, but Hunter Shepard, standing tall, making some good saves for the boys after the first period. And it's a tense period where both teams almost feel like they're afraid to make mistakes. And it's 0-0 after one. Shots are 6-9, nice, Rochester after one. And I'm not hearing out of Bears fans, we need to shoot the puck more. I'm not. What I'm hearing feels nervous confidence, in a way. Is that a thing? Maybe it is. And as we go deeper into the second, the Bears are starting to get their rushes going a little bit more, but Rochester doing what they did before, getting sticks and people in lanes about midway through the period. A rush has started. Beck, Carlson, and Gersich leading a 3-on-2. Beck throws one in. Pad save, rebound to Gersich. He scores! He scores! Shane Gersich scores! Yes! Big Subban on the rebound. Even he looks to the heavens. Wide open net on a kick save rebound. And the Bears are up 1-0 on Rochester. Yes! All right. Shane Gersich, his first of the entire freaking playoffs. Beck, his third assist. Big stick Gabriel Carlson gets his second, and it's 1-0 Hershey. All right, boys, nice job. Nice job. Now, let's build off of this. Let's get another goal as Hunter Shepard makes a good couple saves as the Bears press the puck up. Rochester's got three deep, pushes up. Here comes Protoss off the bench, skates in. He's going to lead a 2-on-1 whistle. Too many men? Protoss jumped on too late. Too soon. Too many men, the lamest penalty in hockey. Oh, God. Okay. Protoss, what's the guilty party? He's going to go serve it. Okay, Rochester's power play's done nothing. We'll be fine. But Rochester gets the puck up. Linus Wallback throws it over to the wall. Rusek playing it on the wall. Riley comes over. Stick battle. Down goes Rusek. Arms up. No! No! Hershey touches it. 5-on-3 for Rochester with 1:24. No! No! Oh my God, no! Timeout, Rochester. And they put their big guns out there. Murray, Weisbach, Rusek, Jobst, Pouliot is all out there. And even Ethan Prowl gets swapped off. Oh God. Okay. Oh, this is going to be it. And Rochester wins the faceoff. They win it. Get it back out to the point. As Jobs looks out there looking. Throws it over to Weisbach. And Weisbach's just standing out there at the top of the circle. Throws it back to Pouliot. Pouliot over to Jobs. Jobs back to Pouliot. He's just staying in the high slot. What are you doing? I'm not complaining. It comes over. Rusek fires. Dribbler in front of Shepard. Slaps it away, but he lost his stick. And it's moved to the corner. No! 50 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Oh, God. Hunter, no stick. Back up to the point for Rusek. Rusek over to Murray. He's standing at the top of the circle. I shouldn't say this for my enemy, but bring it in, lads. What are you doing? Wait a minute. Remember what Napoleon said. Never interrupt an enemy when they're making a mistake. And they just stay out there. Over to Jobs to Rusek, who fires. Deflected up and over the net. 20 seconds left to go on the 5-on-3. Bears are tired. Amerks are tired. Both teams are gassed. Over to Murray. Throws one slapper down low. Down low scramble. Kick back out to Jobs, who fires and misses the net. Everyone was down. He had the entire top half. 5-on-3 is done. Out comes Protoss. Only fresh body out there. Open a Weisbach in the slot. Fires left. Hit out of the zone. That's it. And the penalty's killed off. Oh my goodness. They actually did it. They killed off the 5-on-3 and the power play ensuing. And we go into the third, still 1-0. Zach on social media was not sure of how the third's going to go, but that will be known as the kill if things go well. And we go into the third. Into the third we go, and it's all Rochester. It's all Amherst. But the Bears know how to defend them 5-on-5. Bodies and sticks in the lanes. In the lanes. Still tight checking. Rochester, they're bleeding out. The bleed damage is starting to catch up with them. But they are trying and get yet another power play as Beck went off for high sticking. But still nothing of Rochester. Rochester, who only gets two shots in on goal. And the Bears are still able to neutralize that power play of Rochester. Of Rochester. Tick, 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 tick. 3 minutes to go. Minutes to go. Zach saying, let me hear you roar, Bears Nation, from wherever you are. Me, I'm on the edge of the couch going, mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. No, I'm not saying anything. I am not going to provoke the mythical hockey gods in this scenario. All the excitement will come if this goes off. Goes off. 2.5 to go. 2.5 to go. And Subban still into five on three. Battle down low, and Ness takes a stick up high. That's a penalty. That's it. Penalty on Rochester. Penalty on Rochester. High sticking. And yes, it was legit. It's obvious. You have to call it. And Hershey to get a power play. But, no five forwards in this one. They have the forwards for the first unit out there, and Mickelrath and Carlson playing defense. And this is a done fucking around line. This is, we're going to win this game. And the Bears only get 20 seconds of end zone time before the Amherst rush it up for a 5-on-5. But they can't even get anything real going. Long shot on Shepard, kicked away. Dumped out of the zone. Dump in. Bears on it. Out of the zone. 1 minute to go. Let me hear you, Bears fans. Mm-mm, I'm not, no, Rochester, 30 seconds to go, chip down the zone, Rochester tries to dump it back in, Bears get it, dump it right back out, 15 seconds to go, and to go, entry in, slap back out, 10 seconds left, finish them lads, chipped into the zone, Murray, long shot, fought away and knocked down, end of the corner, 3-2, back out to the point, can't get anything, it's over, Bears win, that's it, it's over, Bears win, Bears win, Bears rule the East, and Hershey wins game 6, 1-0, and Rochester's season is done. The offensive run and gun juggernaut was stabbed with 8 minutes to go in the second and just bled out to end the game. Oh my goodness. Third star of the game, Shane Gersich, the goal. Malcolm Subban, 18 for 19, gets second. And Hunter Shepard, 24 for 24, shut out for the second time in this series. And what idiot suggested that Zach Fucali should start in this game? Who said that? Who said that? I didn't. You did. Who said that? Who did? But that makes it official. The Bears are now your 2022-2023 Eastern Conference champions of the American Hockey League and are going to the Calder Cup Finals, baby! Where we have a chance to bring to get the Silver Chalice. Winning it? No. No. It has a chance to come to where it should be. And the Bears all gather around. It sticks. It's hugs. Hug your goalie when it's all done. Handshake line was fantastic. Subban and Shepard had a moment there at center ice. Absolutely beautiful. And the Bears do not touch the Eastern Conference trophy at all. At all. Dylan just looks at it and is like, that's a fine looking trophy. Nobody touch it. But Daddy, can I? No. But Dad, can I just... No. No, we are not touching it. No, we are not touching it. Connor! Connor, put your hands down. Put your hands down. Nobody touch it. Even for the big group photo. It just... It's like the center of the table is the trophy and everybody else is on the outline of the table. Even people have like their elbow on the table is making sure they are not near the trophy whatsoever. And the Bears are your Eastern Conference champions, beating the Rochester Americans in six. But we're not done. We're not done, Bears fans. Not yet, anyway. At the time of the recording of this podcast, we do not know who's coming out of the Western Conference. As of right now, it's 3-2 Coachella Valley, as Coachella took Game 5 Saturday night there in Milwaukee and have two more games back there at Azacor Arena in Palm Springs. They have two chances to win one. If they win it, well, the Bears are going out to California for Games 1 and 2 at Azacor Arena in Palm Springs, California. If Milwaukee completes the comeback and ends this series on Wednesday, Games 1 and 2 will be at Giant Center. They probably already know. I mean, all three teams probably have some sort of something already figured out, but, you know, we can't say anything to the public because we don't know who's playing when as of yet. Even though Bears have already started ticket sales for Games 1 and 2, they can say it's Games 1 and 2, but the dates are TBD. It's complicated. But it doesn't take away, Bears fans, that the Bears have won again, the Eastern Conference champions, and I'm going to keep saying it. And as a buddy of mine said, this does feel a little bit like a correction of the timeline, what we should have had before the COVID nation attacked, how good that team was, led by a Matt Molson, who had a healthy back at that point, and what this team could have been last year if everybody was healthy. And it feels like we just might do this. But it's going to be a tough opponent no matter what we got. Milwaukee seems the easier of the two, but they are loaded on talent-wise with Luke Evangelista, the top prospect of the Nashville Predators, leading that squad. But the favorite seems to be right now Coachella Valley, who is loaded veteran-wise. Many former Bears opponents are on there. Alex Pultitoritsky, Max McCormick, Shane Wright. Yes, that's Shane Wright. Top prospect for the Seattle Thunderbirds are there with them. And Annette Joey DeCord, former Belleville Senator, former Binghamton Senator. They are loaded. They've consistently been the best team in the West. And that's what we're looking at, Bears fans. I wish I could tell you who it's going to be. But we just don't know anything as of right now. So if you've not gotten your tickets, Bears fans, go try to get them for whenever games 1 and 2 are going to be. So that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week. And I've got at least another week and a half of shows left in me. So it's June. I'm still doing this. And it's awesome to still be able to talk here doing recaps for you guys. So there's myself, I'm going to be on other podcasts during the week. Locked On Capitals, friend of the show, I will be on with them probably on their Monday show when this drops. We'll be on with them. Bob Matthews, silent friend of the podcast with Hockey Podcast Network and the Washington Capitals, will be talking Tuesday afternoon. That will probably drop Wednesday there for Bears Nation to listen to. I'm going to try and reach out to friends in the Bears and try to get talks with maybe Zach, maybe cousin Brian Helmer, or who knows, whoever might be else available. And of course, myself and Corey will probably have a preview show ready for you as soon as we know who the heck it's going to be. And it will either be the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and as people have mentioned, if that's what happens, it's the youngest team in the league versus the oldest team in the league. If it's the Milwaukee Admirals, it's a rematch of the 2006 Calder Cup Finals. And Bears fans, well, just enjoy a little bit of a break and enjoy whatever hockey's going to be left, because you'll miss it and it'll be gone. But we're not done yet, everyone. There's still one more mission for us to do. And up until now, it's been mission complete, mission complete, mission complete. And all we got to do is complete one more. It's like, feel like we got to go to Venom and defeat Andross. And one more till mission accomplished. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'll catch all of you later in the week, Bears fans. And as always, go Bears. I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.